there are all kinds of approaches to discovering the non-dual state. In the practice of the four naljos, there is the practice of shine and the practice of latong. So the first is the practice of emptiness. And the practice of emptiness here is based upon letting go of thought. So we sit, whatever arises, we allow that to arise, we allow that to dwell, we allow that to dissolve. We don't hang on to that which arises in mind. And we continue in this practice until we arrive at the empty state, the state of no thought. The only purpose there is in our letting go of thought is to work with our particular relationship with thought. And our relationship with thought in the dualistic state is to say, I think, therefore I am. Because I am thinking, it means I am here. So we manipulate thought as a reference point that proves our existence. So the practice of shine is to let go of that particular habit. Then the practice of latong is, having stabilized shine, we then find the presence of awareness in the dimension of that which arises in mind. That means whatever moves within mind, we become completely identified with that. So this is the practice of form, being identified with what arises in mind. So these first two practices, then, are practices of emptiness and form. This is a central thing in Buddhism. It comes up in everything, emptiness and form. They manifest as wisdom and compassion. They're there at every level of practice. This is based in Sutra, in the Heart Sutra, which states form is emptiness and emptiness is form. This is a really important teaching. If this is really understood, one really understands every vehicle. This is at the heart of everything. This whole question of form is emptiness and emptiness is form is something that I blather about in my inept way wherever I go, because I have the strong conviction that if this is understood, then I'm actually completely irrelevant, which is my object in life. If you actually grasp this idea of form is emptiness and emptiness is form, then there is nothing within Buddhism that you cannot understand. Everything simply makes sense of itself once you understand this. Every practice makes sense of itself once you understand this. So shine expands the idea of emptiness as emptiness without form. Latong expands the sense of form without emptiness, but both are obviously both. And so with Nime, then, we just move between those two states until we realize that they're not two states. That's called Rigpa, when they don't appear like they're two different states. Lundrup means spontaneity. Spontaneity is when we experience that rigpa and then we enter into activity. We stand up, we vacuum clean the cat, or we do whatever is next on the list of things we have to do, and we integrate that with rigpa. This is what's called lundrup.